Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile has finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I'll tell you what, you would think, after all of these years, that a Gentile believer in Jesus could not provoke me to jealousy with all that I've seen and all the people that I've interviewed. But I have Mel Bond on the telephone right now. And I told Mel the minute I met him by way of telephone, you are provoking me to jealousy. Mel, we have a mutual friend. His name is Eddie Rogers. And in fact, I've interviewed Eddie. And Eddie had the privilege of going to Nicaragua with you, and he said there were some like 4,000 or 5,000 people, and he saw such an outrageous miracle. I did a secular live talk show this morning on radio, and I was talking about this miracle that I have an eyewitness that saw the miracle of that person, that little girl in Nicaragua. And rather than you talk about it or me talk about it, Eddie Rogers was there. And I've just interviewed Eddie. I want you to hear what he saw with his own eyes. And I'll tell you ahead of time, I'll prep you ahead of time, you'll have difficulty believing it. I don't. I know that it's true. Let's go to that interview. I have Eddie Rogers on the telephone. He's been a guest on It's Supernatural Messianic Vision previously. And Eddie went with Mel Bond to Nicaragua, and he was an eyewitness. What you told me is Mel went to the pastors and said, find me the two most difficult cases. And there were some like 4,000 to 5,000 people there. And what do you remember, Eddie?
I remember it being a very hot, sultry night with volcano ash raining down upon us from about 10 miles away. And these people had been standing there for probably 4 hours or more waiting for a prayer. And his idea was just bring the two most difficult cases up. And then when God demonstrates his power on the stage, then they can believe that he'll do it out there where they were. So the first case was a young girl about 6 years old that had was born blind. She had no eyeballs, no pupils, or no irises. She had eyes, but it was just totally white out. And the mother brought her up on the platform and was sitting in a chair. And Pastor Mel said, told everybody to bow their head and close their eyes. And I'm standing 10 feet away, and I'm thinking, if something's going to happen, I'm going to witness this. I'm not bowing my head, and I'm not going to close my eyes. And he stretched his hand out and began to pray. And as I began to watch her eyes, it looked like two whirlpools were forming in the center of her eyes. It was just like a spinning motion. And perhaps 2 to 3 minutes later, I really don't know the time context of it, out popped these two beautiful brown eyes. It was just a spontaneous pop, and there they were. And this girl, all of a sudden, she was looking around. She was looking at the light. She was looking up, and her mother just started weeping, and I was weeping to think that this young girl is seeing her mother for the very first time in her entire life, the woman that has carried her and gave birth to her, and now she's seeing her for the very first time. And that was probably one of the most awesome miracles I have ever seen.
What did it do for your faith to see that? I mean, eyes materialize while you're watching.
It's really incomprehensible. You know, even thinking back on it all these years, it's one of the most highlights that I can ever remember seeing anywhere. It built my faith up.
What about the second case, the second most difficult case?
The second case was a young man, probably 14, 15 years old, something like that, who had never walked and on his own before. He had crutches, he had a lame leg, and he had been born that way as well. And they brought him up on the platform, and after prayer. Again, he laid his crutches down and just began walking back and forth as though he had been doing that all, his entire life. So those were the two most awesome miracles that I think I've ever seen in my life.
Mel, I want to hear what you saw with your eyes. What did this little girl, what did her eyes look like to you before?
Her eyes, and you see this in third world countries every now and then, her eye socket was just filled with, there was no eyeballs. She was born with, it looked like a white glistening type of fat, kind of like chicken fat, lumpy, and no eye ball figure whatsoever.
Now did when you prayed for her, were you believing, or did you have a revelation from God she'd get her sight back?
Well, when Jesus appeared to me in September 28, 1984, on a Friday evening, he just told me to pray with your whole heart, and of course I wrote an entire book about that, and I could talk about that for hours, but I just did what Jesus told me to do.
But why is it that most Christians don't understand how to pray with their whole heart?
I think you have to just spend a lot of time in God's Word. That you can never, God's Word is not like a book. It's not like reading the newspaper. You read it one time and you've got it. It's amazing how many times I've read the Bible. I lost count when I stopped counting when I got up to 300 times and just said, I'm not counting anymore. And it's amazing how new the Word of God is. It's alive. His Word is alive. You can't just read it and you get it.
I'll tell you, since Jesus taught you how to pray with your whole heart, I mean, I have in my hands another outrageous miracle. Listen to this. On Sunday morning, March 2nd, 1986, when a lady with an ileostomy bag on her side was prayed for, not only was she instantly healed, but the ileostomy bag vanished without a trace. How do you explain that, Mel?
Yeah, that's God.
That is outrageous.
Absolutely.
Now you used to have to go to other countries to actually, you called it a training ground to learn how to walk in the miraculous. But people don't see that in America. But you say it's really changing. Explain.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the days that we're living in. That, you know, God said that in the last days he'd pour out his spirit, there would be signs and wonders. And the word signs in the Greek as well as in the Hebrew, that the full meaning is supernatural miracles in the senses realm proving that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the word wonders is supernatural miracles in the imagination realm proving that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we're there. And I believe that the United States, it's time. We've seen a lot of it overseas, but I'm beginning to see it in the United States as simple as it was in third world countries 10 years ago.
Okay. Now, Mel, if someone were to read your book on this experience you had in 1984, where Jesus came to you in a vision, and to listen to this special CD, I'm praying with your whole heart, and do what you instruct, could they do what you do?
Absolutely. I could talk for hours about medical people, doctors, nurses, buying my book and doing it. We had a heart surgeon from Kansas, which is quite a ways away from us, probably about an eight-hour drive. And he bought the book, and he says, I'm gonna do it. And he brought the x-rays to our church of a gentleman that he examined, and the man, he said, you need open-heart surgery, and this is the reason why. And he told the man, he says, that's what I do for a profession. I can do surgery, and it's going to cost you, I forget how much money it was back then, maybe $45,000, something like that. He says, or I can pray for you, and God will heal you, and he says, that's free. And the guy says, well, I'll take the free one. And so he came. He drove purposely to be at our church on a Sunday morning, and he testified. He showed x-rays before and after he prayed, and the man has not needed surgery because he was healed by the power of God. So that's just one case. A nurse that works in a nursing home, she said that she wrote back to us and called and told us that she read the material. And all it is, one of the things that you'll find with any book that I write, that I don't just write one verse and then write a whole chapter or a whole book on that verse. You'll find my books that I validate everything with a lot of scripture. Every page will be full of scriptures validating every point that's brought out. And so they could get the same thing if they just read the Bible. The Bible is like a huge puzzle, many, many puzzles. And so you have a puzzle for healing. And so there's a lot of pieces that you've got to pull out all from Genesis to Revelation. And then you have a beautiful picture for healing, that for prosperity. There's just hundreds and hundreds and thousands of verses for financial prosperity. And so in my book, there's hundreds of verses for praying with your whole heart, and I've diligently gone through the scriptures.
As far as I'm concerned, Mel, you explain why most Christians, when they pray, they have continual loss, and you explain what's preventing them from being in God's presence, and your teaching and revelation from Jesus will actually, that's the missing ingredient that should be 101, the first basics taught in discipleship. We're making this special CD, How to Pray with Your Whole Heart, and this book, Releasing God's Anointing, available for donation of $22. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.